Collins English for Exams. Listening for IELTS. Copyright HarperCollins Publishers 2011. CD 2. Track 1.
Hi, James. How's your alternative energy research project going?
To be honest, I'm a bit confused about how to do the research for all the different energy types.
Well, the first thing you do is to make sure you focus your question. Otherwise, you'll have too much to read and you won't be able to select the key arguments.
So how do I do that?
Start with the general topic of alternative energy and then keep asking questions until you've narrowed the topic down to one particular area. Then, when you have your question, make a list of the reading you will need. This list should be general to give you some background, but remember, you'll need to focus on the issues related to the question, so the reading list should also be specific to the actual energy source you've chosen, whether it's wind or solar or wave power.
And then start reading?
Absolutely. You need to start straight away, but don't forget to make notes as you read. Otherwise, you won't be able to keep track of ideas for future reference purposes.
Yes, that makes sense. I think that's my main problem. I don't recall where I've read different ideas, so I can't find them again later. And my friends have warned me that not recording ideas in a system can really hinder your progress.
Your friends are right. It's a common problem amongst students. You need a system. Anyway, once you've done the reading and made all your notes, you need to organise them so that you can analyse and think about what you've read.
But I prefer to just start writing and then go back and look at my notes later.
I wouldn't recommend it. I think you need to give yourself more time to digest the material and arrange it into some kind of system ready for analysis in terms of relevance to your research question.
Well, that's a great help. Thank you, Professor Jenkins.
You're welcome. Come and see me again if you have any more problems.